All right, so we are in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, and we're looking at verses 1 through 16 in this chapter. And the start of this chapter really has an interesting comment from Paul. It says, "Now concerning the matters about which you wrote." So we can see that Paul's actually writing in response to a question from them. And we've already learned that this letter is actually likely to be the second letter in what historians think were maybe four letters, and we only have a couple of them. And they just got lost in time. And so there was some ongoing coaching that was going on here. And in antiquity, some people had this deep admiration for certain practices, which were often pretty legalistic religious practices. But one of them was this idea of celibacy, that you would never have sexual relations with anyone. And the authors in the commentaries I was reading this morning seem to think that that's really kind of the nature of the question that Paul had gotten about, you know, it was about celibacy. And so Paul makes every concession of their point of view. He agrees that celibacy is good, and he points out that there are some advantages to it. But he regards marriage as more the norm, as more of the normal route that people would go. Even though there are some advantages to celibacy, he says that there's really some more completeness, and it does say this in chapter 11, that there's more completeness and more wholeness, generally speaking, in marriage. So the other question that appears plausible is around this idea of celibacy, but it may be that they were asking, even when a husband and wife get married, should they stay, sexually pure? And Paul obviously feels like a man and a woman should come together sexually. And so the rest of this section kind of lays out a picture of this oneness or this wholeness that a married husband and wife share together. I don't see, some people use this as a section of scripture that preaches against divorce. In fact, when I went through my divorce years ago, this is one of those sections that people would point to all the time and say, you know, divorce, you can't do it, see? But the more I've read this and dug into this, and obviously it could be because of the situation I've been through, but the more I've read this, I don't view this as a teaching against divorce as much as a picture of what marriage should be like, that there is a oneness, that there is a wholeness in marriage. Because, you know, the reality is there's a picture of what we should be like all the time in Jesus. And we're sinners, and God knew that wasn't going to work. And I think God knew there was going to be divorce. And I don't think he's destined everybody in misery in marriage together or in misery apart from each other. I just don't, that doesn't even make sense to me. So I think what Paul's doing here is he's giving us a picture of what marriage should look like. This completeness, this selflessness, this wholeness, this a husband and wife coming together and just being fully together, literally as one. And so to me, in reading this, the question that comes to mind is this: am I really all in? Meaning, have I really given myself completely to the needs and desires and the visions that my wife has? Am I really all in that way? And, you know, if I'm being honest, I really can't say yes to that. I know I've got work to do. And so Paul is clearly getting at this idea that a husband and a wife, have this commitment to each other to be complete together and selfless, towards each other. And so it's another morning of just strong words from Paul. There's plenty of that to come in this really application intensive section of 1 Corinthians where we're kind of tiptoeing through now. So again, that question for me that I'm really going to be wrestling with in my prayer time and just kind of through the day will be, am I really all in this, in my marriage, my relationship with my wife? Meaning, have I really given myself completely to the needs and the desires that she has? And strong message this morning. Thank you.